So Minnesota, on the opening drive of the game, goes 16 plays, 67 yards, to get no points after being stuffed on 4th-and-1 inside the 10. Indiana's defense gets a huge stop. McCauley and the offense come out into the field. McCauley last week, only 7-for-20, 98 yards versus Rutgers. Indiana with all the momentum, can they drive down the field and get some sort of points here? McCauley in the gun. Irvin Poindexter will get the carry off left side, past the 15-yard line, tiptoes on the boundary, and is marked out of bounds near the 19-yard line on the near side.
Oh, man, if he stays in bounds, he's got a chance to bust in that one off. Minnesota was fooled on that. That's a zone read. I mean, that's what Indiana's been doing all season long on first down. I actually made a joke on the way up of the press box here today that they were going to do that on the first play. But a nice run. Irvin Poindexter steps out of bounds, but a really nice strong run there from the redshirt junior who was honored here on senior day.
Gain of 11. One play and one first down for the Hoosiers. McCauley in the pistol, sends Freifogel in motion. He stops at the left side of the line. McCauley play action, rolls to his left, and will keep it himself. He gets to the 20-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds.
McCauley, the ball carrier.
By Boye Maffei.
Another pretty standard Indiana play. They've worked a lot more boots with McCauley since he has come in as the starting quarterback, and it protects him a little bit, lets him work outside the pocket, stay on his legs, and try to make a play on the move.
McCauley gets two out of it. Ball on the 21-yard line, 2nd-and-8 for the Hoosiers. Two wide receivers on the right side. It was a wildcat formation with Peyton Hendershot, who fakes the handoff and runs up the middle for about 4. Something we haven't seen this season, where Peyton Hendershot is the one taking the snap.
That is wild, Sam. Not something I expected to see today, but remember I said, mix up the playbook, try something different.
First third down for this Indiana offense, 3rd-and-4. They needed to get to their own 29-yard line. They're moving the ball right to left. A.J. Barner, Peyton Hendershot, the two tight ends in the formation, line up on the right side. McCauley will hand it off to Freifogel, who's in motion, gets across the 30. He's at the 35 and is spun down at the 36-yard line. The chains move again.
I absolutely love that play call from Nick Sheridan. Using Ty Freifogel for a guy that's had trouble with drops, they run him on a jet sweep, moving him in motion, and they give him a carry instead. That's a good way to get a good playmaker and a fast guy involved.
1st-and-10 for the Hoosiers, ball at the 37-yard line. McCauley alone in the shotgun. A.J. Barner, the tight end, lined up in the three-point stance on the left side. Designed run for McCauley, and he is bottled up, nowhere to go. He is tackled right at the line of scrimmage by Jack Gibbons, one of the leading tacklers. Abilene Christian transfer.
Yeah, he got crunched on that one, Sam, as he got stretched out to the line of scrimmage and couldn't quite get upfield and turn that corner, but again, I'm okay with that on first down. That's a situation where you get McCauley on his move and on his feet trying to make a play.
2nd-and-10 from the 37. McCauley looks over to the sideline in the near side to get the play call. Claps his hands. Another design run. Open hole up the middle. He breaks in a tackle across the 50 into Minnesota territory at the 47.
All right, well, as much as I've bagged on Caleb Jones all season long, Caleb Jones just had a heck of a block on the outside for Indiana as he pushed a couple of dudes to the right side. He opened up a big hole right there, and Jones made that run for Donovan McCauley.
Good drive for Indiana. They started their drive at the 8-yard line. They're in Minnesota territory. Poindexter, the running back behind McCauley in the pistol. McCauley gets the snap, hands it off up the middle to Poindexter. Irvin Poindexter forward for about 2 or 3 yards.
Ty Freifogel was on the top of that formation in single coverage that time, and if they give him that coverage again, I might think about taking a shot. You're in, again, if you're able to get some yards, you're probably in 4-down territory. I'd open this thing up if they put single coverage at the top once again, and they do.
Ty Freifogel was fabulous in jump balls last year, but has struggled this year. Two wide on each side of the formation for the Hoosiers offense. McCauley in the gun. McCauley drops back to pass. It's a quarterback draw. He has space up the middle, across the 30, all the way to the 28. Derek, that quarterback designed run is really working early on for the Hoosiers.
It certainly is. It has Minnesota fooled defensively, and that was actually the formation in the play where I thought they would give Freifogel the shot. Instead, a good designed run, and McCauley had a huge hole to work with up the middle.
Gain of 19 for Donovan McCauley. Hoosiers at the Minnesota 25-yard line, moving the ball right to left. Ball on the left hash. McCauley all alone in the gun. Four wide receivers lined up on the right side. McCauley gets the snap, throws right side for a screen to Javon Swinton. Swinton across the 25, gets across the 20, and then is finally taken down up high around the 18-yard line, pitch and catch at about 7 yards.
That's another well-designed play. Oftentimes in that formation, when you get trips and then an extra guy to the right, you'll see a tunnel screen, and that's not what happened there. They just threw a simple screen, and it allowed the three guys in front of him to block for Swinton, and he got downfield and picked up a nice first down gain of 7.
Second and 3. Ball on the right hash at the 18-yard line. Matt Bjorson, A.J. Barner, the tight ends line up on the left side of the formation. Poindexter to the left hip of McCauley. Freifogel in motion, handoff right side to Poindexter. Had a hole for a split second, but is able to get close to the line to gain. He's just short maybe a half a yard.
Man, Boye Mafe making that play as he was getting blocked by Jones, and then he read it and saw Poindexter coming through that hole, made the stop prior to the line to gain.
Caleb Jones can stay on that block there. Poindexter might have found the end zone. Instead, it's 3rd and 1 at the 16-yard line. They need to get across the 15. McCauley's all alone in the gun. Another design keeper, we shall see. Two tight ends in the formation. It will be a keeper for McCauley left side. McCauley is going to be very close.
Yeah, he's got that.
And he will get it. As he had his back turned towards the left end zone. Just a guy enough for the first down. Another first down for Indiana. They started this drive at the 8-yard line. They're inside the red zone at the 15.
Yeah, and how many keepers is that on this drive, Sam? 3 or 4, and it's worked. All of them have been good, save for one where he got crunched back on their own side of the field. In the plus territory, he's been very good and had plenty of space.
Actually, 5 carries for McCauley on this drive, 38 yards. Irvin Poindexter to the right hip of McCauley. McCauley, another design keeper. He's going to make a shifty move to the left up the middle for about 3 or 4.
And that's a really good first down play. The question mark is, when does Minnesota make an adjustment and realize that, you know, Indiana's not willing to take shots early on in this game, because the delay draw only works for so long against a quality defense. And I imagine that by the next drive, that stuff's going to get shored up for the Minnesota defense.
And it looked like McCauley thought about maybe throwing the football before he decided to tuck it and run for a gain of 4. Second down and 6, ball at the 11-yard line. Hoosiers moving the ball right to left. McCauley sends Freifogel in motion from left to right. McCauley fakes the handoff to Freifogel. Now looks back left side. He will load it out of bounds. He threw it away. No one there.
Tell you what, Indiana was very fortunate there that they did not get called for illegal man downfield. Because all right, thank you, Mike. Aiden Rafferty was downfield way too far on that. So usually, oftentimes, officials will give guys a warning on something like that, because he almost looked like he was run blocking on a boot.
3rd and 6 for Indiana. Ball at the 11-yard line. They need to get to the 5. McCauley all alone in the gun, fumbles the snap, and then he'll run it up the middle. He has a seam, and he's going to find the end zone. Touchdown, Indiana. A broken play turned into 6, and the Hoosiers strike first.